Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode 378. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. On this particular show, we're going to read some of your emails. Let me see if we have any from you guys. I'm checking my Gmail now. I had to guess four. And we have five. So we're going to be reading those this show and then talking about some other apps. Let me introduce the co-host and we'll get started. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
How's it going, Mr. Cherubino? Hope everything is going well.
I got an iPhone 6 Plus.
Yeah, I know.
How are you doing?
Better than you, apparently.
I have to say it first thing at the beginning of all these this week of shows. Just let it sink in.
Okay.
How are you?
Evidently, I'm doing better than you because I actually control my device, but let's not go there. I got to tell you really quick. I had a past inspiration spark back up. I can't believe I said that off my head. Okay.
Tech game show?
No, just because it's a lot of pre-work ahead of time. Because if I don't do a lot of pre-work, I'll run out of questions in two shows. Games. Podnuts game. Mm-hmm. Humble Bundle right now has a pack of like 12 game-making kits you can download. Two of them work on Linux. And it was only like 12 bucks.
Making a Podnuts game.
I keep...
A game about Podnuts.
I don't want to say I've had dreams, but I've had a couple dreams where you start the game and in Zelda fashion, the character that you're playing is you, the end user, the listener. And it doesn't say much. Most of the things you hear that are said or spoken are by the other people. So you're intended to say in your head back what you're saying. And then different stages, different levels, different people kind of thing. Like Jeff Hallish would have to be like something with three heads because he hosts Podnuts Daily, Podnuts and My Hard Drive Died. And I've already thought like Scott Moulton would have to be some kind of like
a wizard.
No, like monk, like all knowing, all seeing monk who's the guy you climb the top of the mountain to ask the questions to. Because he's the guy that knows stuff.
Could I be in the game?
Oh, you would have to be in the game. You would have to be the retired mayor or something of the town. Something like that. Or like the something like that.
What about Eric?
I think I could just show up and then as you're walking towards me, I just fizzle away. Because I was on other Podnut shows and then I stopped.
Eric is the current government official.
Governor.
Yes.
Governor.
I would say it probably wouldn't be a today term of government. It would probably be some ancient
tax collector
form. Yeah. Something where basically he's the guy who would come and levy stuff on you or, say,
give you oppression, slow you down, stuff like that.
Do cake or death? Make you choose kind of thing.
That's so cool. Yeah, man. So what do you need from the listeners? You need somebody to make it?
Well, no. With the game kits, I don't think the process of creating is the bear. I think it's the mapping out.
Oh, we lost you, dude. You must be muted.
No.
You must have hit the mute button.
No, I didn't hit the mute button.
On your browser.
No.
We can't hear you. Oh.
Click the microphone and unmute yourself.
No, it's hanging. It's
good. Door hates it when we do that.
If you go to the middle of the window and just hover there, there'll be a camera. And then right next to it, to the left, if it's got a line through it.
That means you're muted.
It might be.
The microphone. It's next to the gear in Google Hangouts in your browser.
In your Chromium. He went ahead and opened a whole new one.
Are you there, Door?
We got a second door. Nope.
Oh, still muted.
And frozen, it looks like.
Door loves Frozen.
Is that a really...
Door, open up. You got to open up FaceTime. I swear, Eric, I'm using FaceTime audio. It's so good.
Is it more like Skype than Voxer then?
Yeah, it's like Skype. But I'll tell you, the Voxer on iOS, it's nice.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, Door just totally dropped out. Do you hear the quality?
I know, it's so clear.
Oh, Door, this is...
By the way, we're not editing this out.
It's so sad when our third guy drops off. It probably doesn't matter who it is. And our audio quality gets so much better.
I know. It's only a matter of time before Google Hangout keeps the audio quality no matter how many attendees join. Are you back?
Should be.
Oh, yep. Cool.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah. Real quick. The making of the game is not the burden. The burden is two things I can already tell you. The texture map creation would be one of the biggest burdens, but also just the planning and organization of the verse, the universe, the game universe out of.
Yeah, like the story and like how everything fits together.
No, story comes. Story comes from inspiration, but the layout, the map, the systems of navigation and, you know, stuff like that.
I see.
The downward spiral hasn't really been done. You start at the top and just work your way inward and farther down into the darkness. And then have elevators take you back up.
I think that's called Binding of Isaac.
Oh, really? I've never seen it.
I think that's the name of the game likes, where it's really dark. That's all I got to say. Ooh, dark. Ooh, dark, 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 dark.
All right, let's read some. Wait, let me introduce Eric, right? Do we introduce Eric?
No, we haven't yet.
Let's introduce Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, since Monday, I ran over and went to US Cellular and got me an iPhone 6.
Liar.
No, yeah. They don't have a jump plan. I wouldn't. I don't think I would. They do have iPhones there, but.
Don't worry, I won't make fun of you.
Really, really quick, guys. I know what the last phone Steve went into an American outlet store, carrier store, and purchased is. It's the iPhone. I know what Eric's last phone that he went into a store and purchased, or from the company purchased, and that's the Note 4. Do you guys know what the last phone is that I purchased from a U.S. carrier?
Nexus 4.
Nope.
Motorola Droid.
I never had a Droid.
Nexus 5?
Droid was one with the fold-out keyboard.
You got a Motorola... No. X?
Razer?
Droid X.
No, he didn't have a Razer. A Droid X.
Droid X was the last phone I accepted from a vendor.
So when I said Droid X didn't count?
I would have said that was okay.
No, that's why I said I didn't have a Droid. The Droid was the one with the keyboard.
Oh, it's a Droid X. I knew it was an X.
And that was well over 4 years ago.
You ever had Cheerios? No. Honey Nut Cheerios? Yeah.
No, it's not like that. Because they're the same thing.
Dorito Raisin Bran? No. How about Post Raisin Bran? Hell yeah. No,
I mean, and the only reason I'm saying...
Not even the same.
The only reason I'm saying that is whenever you guys deal with companies and carriers and U.S. vendors, there's a certain amount of control and administration of your device that you give up. There's certain things that you just cannot do to the device because technically you don't own it. You bought it from them. It's being subsidized. Crapware, bloatware, whatever comes on it.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, I do. I do agree. There's stuff on this Note 4 that I really wish I could totally get rid of. I mean, I've found ways to make sure it's never in my face ever, but
just knowing it's still there is
mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. And Swappa is your friend if you want to do that. I will say that. You don't have to get the latest and greatest of something to have a really top-notch device that works really good. Go to Swappa, get like a Moto X 2 or something, unlocked, international version, it will run great. Much better than a vendor version.
Can I tell you my T-Mobile story? I mean...
No, you didn't, did you?
You can, yes.
It's a week of tangents. I know we didn't get any emails yet, but this is applicable. This is Android. I looked at my bill for like the first time in like 6 months. And it seemed high on my T-Mobile. That's my carrier. I'm on the jump plan. And what happened was, when I first got my plan, I got the Nexus 5 and a Nexus 7 tablet with data.
Right.
Didn't like the Nexus 7 tablet. So 2 months after I had it, I sold it. I'm still making payments on it because it's like you said, Dor. You have to basically don't own these phones. You make payments on them. I guess until your payments are done, then you own it. But... Anyway, so I sold it, but I still have to make payments to T-Mobile. But anyway, I I understand that because that's just how things work. But aside from that, they were still charging me for data. And I called them in December and I don't remember every word of the conversation. I'm going to admit, but I remember I wanted to call them to tell them to turn off the data because I don't have that tablet anymore. I sold it. And so I wasn't getting charged for data because I thought they turned it off. And then in January, from January till now, I was getting charged $10 a month for data on a tablet I didn't have. So I called them up and I said, I sold this tablet and I could have sworn I called you guys and told you to cancel the data. And he said, well, let me check the notes. Oh yeah, you called in December and the notes say you guys discussed your data plan on your T-Mobile, on your tablet. I'm thinking to myself, well, why would we discuss it and then me just go, keep charging me? You know? So I think what happened is the guy told me at T-Mobile, he's like, look, I know you don't have the device anymore. We're running a $10 special. I can't remember what he said. He's like, you're running a $10 special and you're getting charged $10. So it cancels out. You're not getting charged anything. I'm like, okay, cool. Well, the special ended at the end of the year. And that's why when the special was over, I am getting charged something. I think that's what happened. Okay. It wasn't in the notes, so we don't know. But I basically told him, like, look, I haven't had this device for 6 months. I'd like that $60 back. And oh gosh, they're like, well, we could give you 3 months. That's as far as we can do. I mean, the system won't let us do any more, and we could do 3 months. And I said, I totally got it. That's great. Let's do that. But I also want sick the other 3 months, so it would make it 6 months. Well, we can't do that, sir. And I said, I used my line. I'm like, well, I totally get it. That's cool. If you can't do that, put me on the phone with somebody who can. Well, we can't. Nobody can. I'm like, well, can I just talk to your supervisor? Supervisor gets on the phone, and this is after a while, and painting. Anyway, supervisor gets on the phone. I'm going to make this long story short. And he tells me, hey, so I'm looking at your file here. I see that you sold that bad boy tablet in September, and want to stop the data plan. And he's like, well, basically all I can do is 3 months. And I'm like, well, I want 6 months. Well, we can't do 6 months. I said, look, check the records. I didn't use one byte of that data because I didn't have the device. So I called to cancel it in December and I'm being charged. Just give me the 6 months. I'm like, do you really want to lose me for 6 months for $60? You want to lose me as a customer? Sir, there's really nothing we could do. And the guy before, he tried to hit me up with this thing. He's like, let me talk to my supervisor. He comes back and he goes, there is this element of customer responsibility where he's basically telling me I should have checked my bill. Oh man.
It's
my fault. Customer responsibility. So I added that in my little list of things. I go, okay, number one, I understand you can only do 3 months. Number two, I understand all about customer responsibility. I should have checked my bill. But the fact is, I wanted it canceled in December. I haven't used a byte of the data. Check the records. And he goes, well, we can't recall that phone conversation because we didn't, whatever reason. And he's like, we only keep 3 months worth of data from our customers. So we can't even tell if you used that data more than 3 months ago.
Yeah, right.
And I said, well, I didn't. And you could see for the 3 months. And I said, and I was kind of getting to the end now. This has been going on for like an hour. And I was kind of getting tired of talking. So I'm like, look, you can't put me on with anybody. I'm like, look, I'll talk to anybody you want. I just want my $60. Well, sir, I'm the highest like echelon here. I can't really do it. I'll tell you what, though. We'll give you 3 months. And I'm like, cancel everything. Just cancel everything. I was ready to leave T-Mobile. I said, I'm going somewhere else. And he starts going, well, okay. And then I just stopped him. And I said, look, you're making a mistake. You're making a mistake. I said, and I pulled this out. I pulled out the podcast card. I said, I do a podcast. I have a lot of listeners. This will hurt your company. I'm just telling you, making a mistake. Well, sir, look, I can go check with my other associates here. There's no reason why I can't go check with them. He goes away for 10 seconds, comes back, and he's like, you know what? We're going to do something outside the box. We're going to give you your 6 months.
So the line, do you know who I am, actually works.
So it only takes 10 seconds to do a Google search of your name to see that you are on like 5 podcasts.
Yeah, they must have done it, I guess. But it worked. Couldn't believe it. And I would have left them too. I was serious about that, but I wanted to give him one last chance. And I pulled out my last card, my last weapon, and it worked. So if anybody out there is on a podcast, just say you're on a podcast and you have a lot of listeners.
Or,
if it's true,
or if you have the same name as somebody on a podcast.
I'll just say I'm Steve Cherubino at the drive-thru. Hey, I got a podcast.
You know what, though? Honestly, I couldn't believe they were willing to lose me for that. I really couldn't. I mean, it was obvious I didn't have the tablet and I didn't use that plan. So come on.
Right.
That's like a bank not wanting to give you insufficient funds charge back. Come on.
Yeah, like if you were the guy who says, oh, I'm not going to pay for that tablet. I don't even have it anymore. You know, on that part of it,
right.
That's totally something different.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for hearing that out. I thought that was an interesting story.
Well,
I can't say, own stories. That's kind of arrogant.
Well, it at least started out as very bad customer service. Regardless of how it came back around to them doing the right thing, that to me is really what matters. They quote unquote came to their senses instead of losing a customer and making somebody bitter for potentially for life about their company. They fixed it.
Yeah. And it's kind of sad that if I didn't say something that caught their attention, they would have let me go. I think, I don't know, 'cause I didn't go through the whole procedure, but they're willing to lose somebody for $60 with a very good case of, you know,
I've got one of these coming up soon. I might have to call you to call in for me in my name. my wife's phone broke about a month ago. Went to U.S. Cellular. She doesn't want a smartphone. She doesn't want a data plan. She just wants a phone. She had one with a slide-out keyboard, and they had one. So anyway, yeah, so the penny phones are like the Nexus 5s and the Samsung Galaxy S5s. If you want a regular phone that's not some sort of a...
older smartphone.
Yeah, that's not a smartphone. That's going to cost you $200. Yep. They don't subsidize those at all anymore.
Really?
And they're saying that they still are. They're saying you're getting a deal because it really cost them $350, but whatever. So, but then I found out while I was there, because they're like, well, let's check out your plan. Maybe it'd be good to get her into a smartphone. I'm like, well, she doesn't want one. I'm on this family plan with my in-laws. I'm not changing nothing. It's like, well, you know, I'm on unlimited data and you're not going to mess that up. Hmm. He goes, well, you know, in October, all that unlimited data goes away. And I'm like, what? You know, I've been on unlimited data as long as I've been on data, pretty much, I think. And I'm not going to be happy if he does, if that happens.
Is it in your contract that they could change terms whenever they want?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Who's breaking the contract?
I guarantee they're not. I guarantee it the terms and conditions. Or
was 2 years of unlimited data.
Something. Well, yeah. And how long have you had that device?
Well, I had unlimited data on my device prior to this. I didn't change my contract at all when I got this device to keep the unlimited data, because they don't offer it no more. Right. It was like a Black Friday deal. Right.
So you're off contract.
They were offering it.
So you're off contract.
2 or 3 years
ago. The contract was only for 2 years. So you're an off contract customer, and they're just charging you the same amount as the contract was.
And you have nowhere else you can go, right?
Like as far as I know, I don't.
That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, well.
I'm leaving you guys. I'm getting somewhere else.
Well, and they're like, let's find a plan. You know, let's see how much data you use. Because we'll give you 10 megabytes for all the phones. And you guys share data. I'm like, all right, go ahead. They're like, oh, you use a lot of data. I'm like, well, yeah, because it's unlimited. I don't want to think about this ever. Yeah. I don't even want to throttle anything.
You're one of the lucky ones. We most people have had to think about that for the last couple of years.
But I told him, I go, you know, you can do this. That's fine. But if you do, I'm leaving. And I know there's going to be someone offering unlimited data. There's always somebody offering unlimited data. Mm-hmm. And then you all get on the bandwagon and you all offer it for a small amount of time. Then you all take it away. And then it's just a cycle. It's like, you know, first you make round cars and then you make square cars and people get tired of square cars. So you go back to round cars. It's just the cycle, and I'm just going to hopefully I can catch the cycle well enough that I can still have.
Yeah, it sounds like you have it under control, man. Say what you just said there. I think it'll be all right.
Yeah. I we'll see how that goes. We'll see. Because I'm interested to see what kind of plan they offer me, and I've been using the crap out of data even more now that I know that this is coming. So if they got to make some kind of comparison for me, They're going to have to do some homework to figure out how I'm going to be saving money all of a sudden.
Yeah, you won't.
No.
Yeah, that's also a rarity, too. You're a rarity in that case, too. Not a lot of people use tons of data. They just don't.
I wouldn't have to. Honestly, there's not too many times I'm out of a Wi-Fi area.
But. Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Have you ever thought about trying to get yourself a Project Fi account?
I don't even know what that is.
Project Fi is the Google service. It's the Google carrier where you get the SIM. It's actually a hybrid of T-Mobile and Sprint, but it's optimized to use Wi-Fi as much as possible when you're on an authentic Google verified wireless access point. You're actually, all your traffic gets VPN tunneled. So you're actually on a really safe network, supposedly. Hmm. You only pay for what you use. You get a refund back when you don't use.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And then we're back at that point where T-Mobile and Sprint, do they even work?
Doesn't matter. If you have Wi-Fi at a lot of places, it also seamlessly jumps from antenna 3G, 4G type stuff down to Wi-Fi in a phone call to where you can't tell the difference. And it literally will jump from back and forth during one phone call and you can't tell.
Jeez.
And it might be a blessing in disguise, because I tell you what, anywhere I'm with my U.S. cellular service on this phone and I'm not at home, I'm like, it's EVGO speeds. You know what I mean? It's
sucks.
It's horrible. It's bad. I one bar, you know, it's bad. So yeah, it might be good. I don't know much about Verizon. I just think Comcast when I see the Verizon check mark.
Yeah.
So I want to stay away from that, I think.
They haven't been like that one. When I had Fios, they were not like Comcast. But I haven't used them for self-service. Well,
Verizon Mobile is, to me, like a clone attitude-wise of Comcast. But Verizon Home Service, residential or business, like internet, phone, and
it's different.
It to me seems completely different.
Oh.
I don't think that's offered here. Just the wireless services.
Well, then you're right. Might want to avoid them.
We'll see what happens.
Cool. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right. Corey writes, check out Iron Force. Thought you guys might like this game. Keep up the good work with the show. From Corey. It's called Iron Force from Chilingo. Mm-hmm. And you can check it out in Google Play. Mm-hmm. Looks like a tank game.
Yeah, and it looks very American.
It totally does. American flag and
yeah.
All.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to check this out because it looks like on the first screenshot or in the video preview, it looks like possibly two thumbstick controls. I mean, because a real tank, or quote-unquote real tank, two controls, and then you have, I would think, buttons for everything else, like the old Battle Tank game. Mm-hmm. So this could be really cool.
It's got some good music to it.
Well.
It's got great graphics, too.
Yeah, pretty good looking graphics. Look like you're downtown, I don't know, dare I say,
well, it seems like,
Germany.
It seems like I played this game or something real similar to it recently. I don't know.
Hmm. All right, we'll check it out. Looks like a good game.
Definitely.
Tim writes, not sure if you brought anything like this before, but it's a custom vibration app, free and no rooting required. It's called Good Vibrations. It's a great name for an app. Mm-hmm. It's from Wouter Bovey. I'll put it in the chat. And it looks like it's a very customizable vibration app. Vibration? Just want custom vibration patterns for SMS, WhatsApp, Hangouts, Gmail, and more. With this application, you can set a custom vibration pattern for all received SMS messages. Most importantly, you can specify a different vibration pattern for your contacts. Without looking at your phone, you could feel whether a text message that you haven't received is an important contact, i.e. boss or significant other. That's pretty awesome.
That is cool. My phone's got this built into it, and I have messed with it a little bit. It's nice. It's nice to do. I don't know if this one works exactly the same way, but basically on the note, there's a circle of time, like a little countdown circle, and you just tap in that circle how you want your vibration to come out. So it's however you want to do it for that, 5 seconds or 8 seconds or whatever it's going to.
That's pretty awesome.
It's kind of like a recorder, a tap recorder that translates it into vibration.
Huh. I like that. Good idea. All right. That was from Tim. Next one's from Andy. He says, hey, it's Andy from the Admin podcast. Got a suggestion for an app. You know him, Dor?
Yeah. Very good guy. Very good podcast.
Sweet. I've often wondered how and when it's possible to see the International Space Station in the night sky, so I thought they should have an app for that. So I found... he left it blank. He didn't paste it in there.
I think he did follow up. Give me 1 second here.
Anyway, we'll find the link, but he says, it uses your location to tell you when the space station is visible and incorporates a map and flight path. That's interesting, if you want to fly there. Even a rough weather forecast to see if there are clear skies and can give you a notification when it goes overhead. When I first installed it, it said it was visible in 5 minutes. That was a huge coincidence, but I went outside and I saw it. So I recommended it because it seems extremely accurate. Now that would be cool. You just pop it up in your app and said, in 5 minutes, you'll be able to see it. And you go outside and it's there. Regards, Andy from the Admin podcast.
Yeah.
What's the link?
He did follow up an email with me, but he started a separate email. This is why it took me a second to find it. It's actually called ISS Satellite. I'll put it in the chat.
Is it the detector
one? ISS detector? Detector Satellite Tracker. That is a mouthful.
ISS Detector Satellite Tracker. You're right. That's a mouthful. Cool. It's from Runa R is the developer.
I love sitting laying out in the pool and just staring at the stars and watching satellites. And sometimes I wonder if any of them are the space station.
And this is
really
yes.
That sounds like a pleasant thing to do.
This is the same app brought back in episode 124 from your friend and mine, Jose. I was going to say Cuervo. It was almost a slip of the tongue. Jose Quesada.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jose is thrilled right now to hear that Steve bought a new phone, Quesada.
I know.
If he hears it, he's going to want to come on.
Well, first off, I hope he's still listening to the podcast. And I hope he didn't rage quit, because I really do like Jose.
He would never. He thrives on the rage.
I don't know. I don't know. You kind of showed some... you laugh at some retro games and stuff, and then you go do that. That's like the 1-2 punch, man. Because, he owns almost every retro console there is.
Oh.
And,
did I laugh at some retro games?
I'm sure you have. You make fun of me all the time. I don't know. I'm just making it up now.
All right. I know I make fun of your music tastes.
I would say what music taste, but then I would just make fun of myself too.
And no one should make fun of anybody's music taste. It's a personal thing.
Yeah, but sometimes there's a reason. I mean, it still might not be a nice thing to do, but. and hey, I'm okay with it. I know I have a little bit weird, eclectic, off the wall taste. That's okay. Could be worse.
Yeah. It is a little off.
There's other people that like Heart, man.
It's no, cool. I know that's one of the bands I can't stand.
Alone. Heart from the 80s?
Yeah, that's one of the bands I literally cannot stand.
They're not that bad.
I didn't say they were that bad. I'm just saying I can't stand them.
Yeah. I have bands I can't stand, like U2.
Oh, well. Really? If anybody likes U2, I ask them, please kindly stop listening to the show. Because there is no better insult to the country of Ireland than Bono.
I think the only bands I can't stand are anything I grew up as a kid listening to when I was
Bon Jovi
before 14 years old.
Really,
I can't stand any of it.
Duran Duran,
except for the Pink Floyd stuff.
Do you have, like, because of that time period?
Yeah. Well, it's just like, I don't even want to say the specific names of songs because people will really not like me because there's some real classics.
Pat Benatar?
Classic rock. It don't have to be
Smoke on the Water.
Yeah, like Creedence.
Yeah,
Creedence.
Like, Pinball Wizard and stuff like that. You know.
You know the saving grace of that time period? Boston.
Boston good. Boston talent.
Number one, he built all his own equipment. Guy was a freaking genius. It was music was ahead of its time. That's saving grace.
Yeah.
I
like how these bands come back now and they're playing at the state fair and all the bald Viagra taking people are all excited about going, oh man, we're gonna go see blah 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 down there.
That's interesting.
Relive their kidhood or something.
Yeah, that's the thing about music. It sticks with people. Yeah. It really does. Because I don't like that either. Because I like really modern music, but I think bands they should stop playing after their voices go and they can't perform to a point where it's actually musical anymore. They should stop.
Even if Steven Tyler looks like an old woman, that doesn't mean he should stop singing. Okay,
right. And I watched. I'm right in there. I went and saw Roger Waters a couple years ago, and you know he had to be 70.
Yeah.
But his voice was still just the same.
Well, he should just keep playing. No. I'm talking about the people that lost it.
Steve, first off, you tell me, please, you've realized this. Every man in the world, in the universe, hits an age. For everybody, it's a different age. For some people, it's 10 years old. For some people, it's 60. Every man hits an age where he stops. He doesn't change his clothing style. He doesn't change his hairstyle. He doesn't change his music style. And that's where he is. And there's a huge market catering to certain niches. I can't believe my wife was telling me there was a concert going around, New Kids on the Block. And I'm thinking to myself, who? And then I stopped myself. Oh, I know who it is. It ain't me. It's those people that I think I don't like. Because who in their right mind would go see New Kids on the Block?
You're right. Like,
why don't you just go see Milli Vanilli while you're at it?
You're right. You are right.
But
Bobby Osinski talked about a study on that on his podcast. The average age when people stop.
Oh, wait. Can I guess?
Yeah?
28. Yeah.
33, close.
Well, I
don't think I've stopped.
Well, that's the thing. Some people literally go into their
Me 40s. Neither. I haven't either. I mean, I like EDM. You know how many people too. My age, I say, do you like EDM? And they have no idea what's what I'm EDM? Talking about.
Is that a new candy?
Well, I talked to this. My phone went off at work today, and one of the girls in the customer service office like, hey, what was that ringtone? I'm like, oh, that was Try It Out by Skrillex. She's like, oh, you listen to Skrillex? And then she rattles off her jam as some, like, one of an old song by Skrillex. Like, oh, well, you should listen to some of the newer stuff.
Maybe. That's awesome, Eric. Oh, I love that.
We needed that on film.
I know. You schooled her.
Yeah, she's probably 21, 2 or something like that. Like, yeah.
That's so awesome, man.
She did tell me about a
band.
Yeah,
you should listen to his new stuff.
She did tell me about a band that I should listen to because it all started with the Gorillaz. That I listened to the Gorillaz. I don't know how we got that I like Gorillaz. And she said I should listen to a band called The Heavy, which I still haven't checked out yet. So
hey, really quick, guys, I gotta just mention this right now. Have you guys noticed normal shows, normal podcast, when they're off a week, the next time they're on, they're like overflowing with content. Okay. We're off a week. Now we're overflowing with tangents.
We're trying to catch up.
Maybe
man.
The actual content of the show is the tangents and the tangents of the show are the apps. Have you ever thought of that?
If we did that, I think we'd lose.
Oh, I know. But maybe we do and we just don't know it.
Well, it's not like I don't have like 12 browser tabs open waiting for the actual show to start, but it has been a week, so I do actually have some apps, but you know.
This is great. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
We're sorry. We do apologize for this, guys.
Yeah, but if
there's always Friday.
You know, that's the beautiful thing about a podcast. If you don't like it, hold it down, click it, and say delete episode and listen to the next one. Yeah. Hopefully it'll be better.
Or fast forward.
Yeah.
Well, this is good observation. That was a really good one.
Just think, a year from now, all of this extra time isn't going to be this. It's all going to be commercials and we're going to be millionaires. So just enjoy it now while it's this way.
That's right. We're going to be rolling in the Benjamins. Well, let me finish this off then. Dean writes, Current Flow. Who brought that one?
Oh, Eric, that was Dean. Thank you, Dean.
Yeah. It's a fun puzzle game, 50 levels. He hasn't played it yet. Well, Eric handled that for you, Dean. Thank you for bringing that. And let's just read the last email because we have one more. Steve's and Company. This one's from Matt. I'm a longtime listener and love the show. Thanks for all the work you guys do. I recently bought the new LG G4 in black leather, and I have to recommend it to anyone looking for an Android device. The leather's nice, but I really love the removable battery and option to pop in an SD card for extra storage. Since you guys care so much about apps, I use Podkicker as my podcast app to download and stream the show. Also, if you guys need a laugh, you should check out the free FML, that stands for F My Life, app. Where people post unfortunate things that happen to them for others to read and amuse themselves.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we got to check that out. I know you've talked about a lot the app a few times before, but I've been doing a lot of business on Fiverr lately, selling gigs, and I find the app extremely fast and useful to find people for custom orders and get in contact with other buyers or sellers on the fly. Well, let me stop them there. That app has come a long way. It used to suck. First of all, it used to not exist, and then it sucked. So I think Matt's catching it on a good point here. He says, I'm not sure if anyone has talked about GroupMe on the show yet, but it's the app I use for group messaging between friends and coworkers. It's text and pictures/videos only, so it won't replace Voxer, but I find it very fast and easy to use for all my outgoing group chats. Hope these apps can help someone out. I think the repeats are worth talking about again in case any listeners missed them. Keep up the good work. Cool, Matt. Thank you, dude.
I agree.
Yeah, Matt, the FML official app, that sounds like that would be fun to just like sit around the campfire and just read people's horrible experiences.
Yeah. Yeah, I love apps that have like good fresh real content.
Well, to me, this is almost like, I think of it as like the Jerry Springer in app form, or Maury Povich, if you want to laugh at some guy who doesn't know if he's the dad of a child and something like that.
No, they're freaks. That's different. This is like Fail in written form.
Oh, read. Oh, gotcha. It's like, no wonder I don't know this.
I went on a long trip in my minivan and got a flat tire, but I left knowing I had no spare. Stuff like that.
No? Is that in there?
No, that's what's going to happen to me next week when I go on a trip, because I don't have a spare.
Oh, my Lord. Today, I found out the only reason people in my English class have been asking me to be in their groups for group work is because when I was absent last week, my teacher told the class that whoever lets me in their group would get extra credit. Oh man.
That's because
you're thinking, you know, you're like strutting, thinking you're good. Yeah, these people want me in their group. Oh yeah. What?
That's so wrong.
That is. I'd be mad at that teacher.
Yeah, me too. I would sue him. All right. No, I wouldn't. Well, that was a great show. Thank you guys for bringing those emails. If you want to send us more, send them to AAA@podnuts.com. If you want to send us a voicemail, call 707-6-PODNUT on a phone or FaceTime. And that's going to be it for today's show. Talk to you guys in a couple days. Later.